Ben stares at Jenny's long, black hair while he waits. It's always straight and neat, like she brushes it 1,000 times every morning. Jenny takes a sheet, then turns to hand the stack to Ben with a smile. She has a gap between her two front teeth that makes her smiles relaxed and friendly, which seems different from her neat, combed hair. Jenny turns back and picks up the book she was reading. She's a book sponge. Some kids read one book every 2 weeks. She reads one every other day. In fact, she reads so much that she gets in trouble for it, which seems pretty funny to Ben. Teachers are always telling you how important reading is, and then when you actually read a lot, you get in trouble for it. But Jenny's head is always buried in a book, and it's usually a book that doesn't have anything to do with what they're studying. Mrs. Kutcher almost always has a book on her desk that she's taken away from Jenny during health, or geography, or even reading. Jenny is smart in a very weird way, not in the way of always doing exactly the right thing in school. She's smart in seeing the world in a way others don't, like she has her head tilted to one side a little and looks at the world from a different angle. Jenny turns back to Ben again, still wearing her gap-toothed grin.
"What did Mrs. Tibbett say to you?"
she whispers. Ben shrugs.
"Did you get in trouble?"
Ben shakes his head. "I don't think so. It seemed like she was mad, but then she didn't do anything. She told me not to touch the mice."
"I wonder what she uses them for. My brother—" "Excuse me, Jenny,"
Mrs. Kutcher interrupts their conversation.
"Could you please turn around and pay attention? I'm not just talking to hear my own voice."
Jenny gives Ben another quick smile and turns around. Ben feels his face turn red. He looks at the assignment sheet. Geography Project, Exploring World Ecosystems. Your major report for the spring will be on an ecosystem anywhere in the world. In the report, you should explain the following: what and where the ecosystem is, what the climate is like, which plants and animals are part of it, how it fits in with the other ecosystems of the world. Please also discuss what makes the ecosystem a unique place and what threatens it. The report should be 3 to 5 pages in length. Please include artwork, charts, or models that will help us understand the special nature of your habitat. You may choose your own topic or ask me for help in selecting one. The project is due Friday, June 5th. Ben knows right away what topic he wants to do. Other kids are looking at their papers, and some are already waving their hands in the air.
"Mrs. Kutcher, can I do the rainforest in Costa Rica?"
Jenny asks. The teacher nods.
"That's what I wanted to do,"
someone whines without waiting to be called on. 3 or 4 other kids join in, like the rainforest is the only interesting place in the world. Frankie Murley shouts out,
"I want the beach, where I can see bikinis."
His buddies break out laughing. Mrs. Kutcher shoots Frankie a look, but he doesn't seem to care. He's scored points with his friends. Ben isn't interested in the rainforest or the beach. He shoots his hand up in the air, and Mrs. Kutcher calls on him.
"Can I do the desert?"
he asks. "The Sonoran Desert in Arizona?"
"Sure,"
says Mrs. Kutcher.
"You must know a lot about that already."
Ben nods.
"Whoever heard of a snoring desert?"
Frankie shouts, and the same crew of boys snickers.
"Sonoran,"
Ben pronounces the word slowly.
"It's the name of the desert around where I lived in Tucson."
"Sonoran, snoring," Frankie sneers. "Whatever, it's all he ever talks about. Who cares about Tucson anyway?"
Ben pretends he doesn't hear. Jenny looks back at Ben and rolls her eyes. He shrugs. He wonders if it's true. Is it all he talks about? Maybe so, he thinks. And it's no wonder. Tucson sure was better than here, especially with kids like Frankie around. Finally, he sneaks a glance at Frankie, who's smirking at his friends. Tommy Miller reaches across the aisle and gives him a high five. Jenny mouths these words to Ben.
"He's an idiot."
Mrs. Kutcher raises her voice, trying to get the class back on track.
"That's enough for now. I'll have a little conference with each of you to find out what you'd like to do. I have a list of ecosystems, and I'm sure each of you can find an interesting one that no one else is doing."
She looks at the clock and says,
"Okay, class, pack your things. It's nearly time to go."
All the way to the snoring desert, Frankie taunts.
You can't win with Frankie, and Ben knows it. He keeps his mouth shut and concentrates on stuffing his notebooks and books in his backpack.